Time now to check out what's happening at the Appleton Public Library with librarian Cindy Hendricks. Appleton Public Library is the place to be with many activities planned for this week. So here's Appleton librarian Cindy Hendricks. Time to visit with Cindy Hendricks from the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Beautiful day today, isn't it?
It has really been a bunch of beautiful days. I mean, no air conditioning at my house anyway, and sleeping with the windows open. How lucky can we be?
Yep, perfect weather.
You always wonder how long it will last, but yep. I don't want to say that. I shouldn't have said that. Oh, well.
Well, the days are getting shorter. I think the sunset was around 8:28, 8:27 or something tonight. So.
I know, because I used to go for I go for a walk with our dog, and usually I go at like 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had to make it a little earlier.
Yep.
Anyway, so, but today I'd kind of like to explain to all of our listeners how the Appleton Library is open.
Okay.
And so let's, you know, bear with me.
Yep.
Our normal library hours are Mondays and Fridays from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 10 to 2. Now, the library staff are in the building, in the library, during that time period, but we are only open about 50% of that time. And so that means that half of the time you are able to come into the building and browse our collection, as well as schedule a time to, you know, or use our computers. And so for those times, we are actually open to the public Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 10 to noon, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 5, and Saturdays from 10 to 2. Now, we do plan to add a few hours in September, but that is when we are actually having the building open and you can walk into the library and browse the collection. Now, keep in mind there are some rules. You're only allowed to browse the collection for 15, you know, maybe 20 minutes, and then you can use a computer for up to an hour. And then, of course, we do ask, just like all other public buildings, that you put a mask on,
mm-hmm.
and we practice social distancing. We also do limit the number of people that are in here, so you may be asked to wait in the hallway until the building, until our numbers meet our standards. So I hope that everyone understands how this works, because we would love to see customers. We miss customers. We really love it when you do come in here, but we also understand that there are some people that still don't want to. And so those hours that we're not open to the public, we are still offering curbside service, meaning you can call us, we'll get whatever books and materials that you want ready, and we can arrange a pickup so that you come to the Civic Center when we're not open, and we'll bring the books out to your vehicle or out and meet you by the door so that you can pick up your materials, because we want to make sure that we offer the best services that we can to our customers. And so I hope people understand how the library is open, and if you have any questions or concerns, please just call us at 320-289-1681. So
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I hope that's clear.
Yeah. Yeah, it's yeah, it's kind of different times, so you kind of really got to be paying attention to when things are open, right,
yes.
The COVID thing. So.
Yes, you know, and some of this is out of our hands. We don't get to make these decisions ourselves all the time,
mm-hmm.
because there's always higher, you know, powers
yep.
that be.
Yep.
And so I hope that everyone is understanding, and like I said, we're here even when we're not open, so you can call us. Order some things, ask your questions, we can get some things together for you, and then we can, you know, offer curbside as well. So those are some different options. We also are still offering a few programs. We have, for example, Steve Starrood is still here, and he'll be here, I think, for the last time now, next week on Tuesday, the 25th, from 1 to 3, and he helps people with whatever technology questions that they have. They bring their devices. He does some demonstrations. And if you're interested in that, you don't have to make an appointment because we are actually open during that time, but we have a special place for him that he meets with people, and we keep the social distancing, and we have the masks and all that, so everything should be pretty safe. And we're going to continue to offer that through September as well, but we'll have some different hours. And so, like I said, this will be, Thursday,
okay.
The 27th. I don't know why I said Tuesday, but anyway, so that will be the last one, will be on the 27th.
Okay.
Anyway, and so another thing that we have coming up now on the 31st of August is we've got our book club, and we are meeting outside at the Riverside Park.
Oh, that's cool.
So we practice social distancing, and we're going to be talking about the book by Ann Tyler that's called Vinegar Girl. And I started this book, and it is really hilarious. I'm super enjoying it, so I hope that our book club people will as well. And if you're interested in joining us, just give us a call, and we can get the book ordered for you, and you'll be able to join us on the 31st at Riverside Park at 5 o'clock. So we are having a couple of different things that we offer. And we're also, you know, we've been offering a lot of, like, kids programming, make and take programming, things that you can pick up and take home with you. Right now we're offering 1,000 books for kindergarten. If you have a child that is in that program, interested in that program, we've got a make and take bag for you to pick up. So you can give us a call, and we can talk to you about our 1,000 books for kindergarten program. Mm. So lots of different things that we're trying to come up with. There's some digital programs. You know, like us on Facebook, follow us on our website, check out our weekly newspaper columns and things like that, because I do a weekly column in the Appleton Press. And, of course, we're always happy to see if you're listening to this show.
All right. Real good. So what are people reading, Cindy?
Well, there are actually a lot of really great nonfiction books out right now, some interesting ones that I thought kind of almost highlight more so than the fiction books. And so right now, there's Live Free or Die by Sean Hannity. It's a Fox News host, offers his assessment on what is at stake with the 2020 election. And people are just really talking about the 2020 election. So this may have a slight slant to it because it is Sean Hannity, but it might be something people would be interested in. Cast by Isabel Wilkerson is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, examines aspects of caste systems across civilizations, and reveals a rigid hierarchy in America today. So it might be kind of a very interesting read. Make Change by Sean King is a look at how social movements evolve and ways in which activists can sustain their efforts. And it's all about activism today. You've got a lot of it going on throughout our country, so that might be something interesting to look at. It Was All a Lie by Stuart Stevens. It's a former political campaign strategist, evaluates the changes within the Republican Party in the last half century. And then True Crimes and Misdemeanors by Jeffrey Toobin. It's a CNN chief legal analyst, weaves a narrative, the Mueller investigation, where President Trump's impeachment and transgressions by key Trump figures. So you knew there was going to be something in there about our president. And so those are some interesting things that we have out there right now that are concerning nonfiction. If you've got a favorite author or someone you're interested in looking to see if there's a new book out, new books are really popping out right now. There's been such a delay because of the pandemic, but they are really putting out quite a few new ones.
Okay. Sounds good, Cindy.
Sure.
Well, enjoy the rest of the day, and once again, why don't you tell us a little bit how people can get a hold of you if they have questions about when you're open and stuff like that.
Well, people may come into the building and browse Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 10 to noon, Tuesdays, Thursdays from 1 to 5, and Saturdays from 10 to 2. You can get a hold of us any of the times that we're open, which is Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. And you can do this by either phoning us at 289-1681, and you can, of course, go on Facebook, Facebook message us. I've got a lot of people that do that. And always check our website and different things that we have out there just to make sure that you're up to date. But just give us a call so we can help you.
Okay, real good, Cindy. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you. Have a great week.
All right, there you have it. Cindy Hendricks, head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library.
Thanks for listening to the Appleton Public Library Show with librarian Cindy Hendricks. Join us next week, same time, same place on the radio dial 92.1 FM. See you next week. Yeah.